You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Thank you for listening to the Cooligans. On this episode, we talk about MLS weekend.
It was a hot weekend, a lot of games, but not on Easter.
Yeah, Real Madrid's coming.
Real Madrid is coming to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Tons of goals were amazing. Amazing goals. People from Liverpool, youth, American youth were scoring. Everyone was scoring, but the greatest of all time, the greatest goal we've ever seen, David Villa.
Villa Maravilla.
That and more on this episode of the
Cooligans.
This is Tommy Smith with a Y, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Cooligans.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah,
baby.
Thank you for listening again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. What a...
What? I mean, you seem to not have... You're not happy right now. What's going on?
No. Alexis, I'm doing fine.
Oh, okay. Share with us. We're family here.
No, I'm just... You know what? It's just been a busy week. We were obviously prepping for this whole NY Fest thing.
Oh, dude, we're crushing it, though.
I love how you're just so confident in...
Son, it's going to be epic.
In our preparation skills. We're just crushing at prep.
We got to hustle up with this podcast because we're about to do that live. So hopefully you guys watched it. You watched the Facebook Live.
That's right.
And of course... Where this is live in your ear. We don't record this early. We do this. We said every time we hit play, we have to jump back on the mic. So it's kind of difficult because
exactly.
The whole world's listening, but whatever. So you saw us, you know, hang out, Tommy Smith, right? All those other superstars that came by. A lot of people. I'm not going to name them. You saw it just like we did.
I mean, clearly we were the biggest superstars there, but you know, we kind of
Tommy said no until he found out we were going to be there. And he was like, wait, I got to meet the Cooligans.
Exactly.
And I was like, you know, you are a legend, but I mean, it is an honor to meet us.
So thank you again for listening, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are the Cooligans. Obviously,
yeah.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians who host a soccer podcast.
This is the gulliest soccer podcast.
Yeah, and now we've just alienated 80% of our audience know what gully means.
Yo, I feel like 99.999% of our audience knows exactly what gully is and thinks of us as that way already.
I think a lot of people are like, Adventures of Fern Gully?
Yeah. Wow. You just alienated 50% of this podcast because I have no idea what that is.
It was a cartoon, I believe. Was it a
mouse that went around the world?
No. Fern Gully was a place. So this was it was a cartoon. It was a movie. Yeah, from 1992.
Ugh. All right.
All right.
I had just learned English like 4 years before that, so I probably wasn't popping that way.
So, thank you again for listening. Yeah, this is, I feel like this week we've been, I think, you know what the biggest thing this week obviously has been that I got verified on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
We got
us? We got verified on Twitter?
No. Oh. Just me specifically. Just me by myself.
Just good old Chris Polanco.
At Chris Polanco on Twitter. Before I got verified, I thought social media was like a really dumb thing, annoying.
But it is funny that articles are coming out about Twitter failing and maybe closing up, and now you're like, nope, not yet though.
Nope.
Let me get that blue check.
But now that I'm verified, look, social media is a great communication tool to really meet and connect with your peers.
I'm really glad that you've come around on this subject. I wonder what was the inspiration.
So that was pretty huge.
And what I love about social media is that clearly cream rises to the top, right? They understand a standout talent.
Of course,
they put you in a different category.
Twitter sought me out.
Yeah,
they were like, "All right, we're looking for the top tier talent to really kind of showcase what Twitter's all about."
Satirical take on life from a Dominican born and raised in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
And you, right to the top.
Exactly.
Right to the top of that list.
Exactly.
I mean, there's only four others, so that's the tough part. But
not much competition.
No, but hey, you won.
Look, I'm at the top of my field right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That counts for something.
You are the Fern Gulliest. I almost verified, but I didn't want to send him a photo of my ID. I don't trust him.
Yeah, you don't. I don't. You're very, concerned about your. I don't know. You don't have anything for anyone to take, so
ain't nothing there. You literally would have to physically rob me. Identity would be like the dumbest thing you could do. You'd have to like steal my identity and potentially fix my credit. That's what you'd have to do. You'd have to be like, yo, homie, I'm from Nigeria. I stole your information. Exactly. I fixed it up a little bit. I'm giving it back to you.
I felt really bad after what I saw.
I mean, look, I've seen some fucked up shit, but what you got going on in there?
That credit score is worse than mine.
I didn't even know Chipotle came after you like that. You know what I mean? I had no idea. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't my fault. It was the dude I was with was eating the burrito like a harmonica.
Oh, boy. All right.
We're going to bring it back.
Can't let go of this thing that never happened.
No.
Okay. So.
It happened.
Obviously, a couple. Before we get into some of the games, I think this might be a slightly shorter episode than usual.
Yeah.
But we're going to kind of run right through this. A couple big things that happened in MLS specifically that we have to address are the MLS All-Star Game.
MLS All-Star Game, they pick a major club from around the world. Other than that, well, I'm not going to say the bit twice. Whatever. watch FIFA the news. They picked out a big club for us to play.
So we're going to be playing Real Madrid.
I mean, that's the biggest, is it not? I mean, I know other people will argue.
Real Madrid.
Maybe United, they played them already. Barcelona, they never played Barcelona. Then maybe that's next.
Yeah.
But this is a huge opportunity, and they're doing it at Soldier Field. I mean, this is going to be massive.
That's right. So, this is pretty intense. Just the possibility of getting to see Ronaldo play against the MLS All-Stars.
Not even Ronaldo, just the atmosphere of the club. I mean, this is a heralded club.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's gonna sell out easily. And
I feel like Real Madrid fans from all over the country, maybe even all over the world, are going to be coming. You know, ascending on Chicago.
I think both are
right. They
correct.
Both work.
I mean, I guess maybe you'll descend from Canada and ascend from New Orleans.
Let's just say it the way I would normally say it. People from all over the world are coming through Chicago.
Yo, get
hard body.
Get them Airbnbs ready because we're coming through.
And that shit's going to be air bitches and bitches because this shit's going to get wild. Windy City. I hope you're prepared.
Yeah, we're going to be filming amateur porn in your apartment.
That's the only way we can afford to make that trip viable financially for ourselves.
Okay, we got to cover some costs.
Yeah. Daniel Kuzer, if you're listening, we're coming through with a bunch of thoughts. We're ruining that couch, my G. That couch is going to be disgusting. Don't eat anything in that fridge, dog. Half of it's going to be moist.
Oh, my God. So, look, this is pretty huge. And I think, again, it is MLS trying to outdo itself year after year to try to gain more interest in the league. And, you know, and also, let's not.
I think if the only thing bigger than Real Madrid would be like maybe like, I don't know, like Shanghai Shenhua
Shanghai Shenhua coming
huge.
Descending on Chicago would be just absolutely massive.
That one we'd have to do. But what's bigger than Chicago? We'd have to do it at the big house in Michigan. Just all those lifelong Shanghai, whatever.
Just a global fan base.
Yeah.
It would be pretty intense.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, comments that we get on our content is like, you know, if you really want to, you know, you're talking about MLS, it's fan base, but if you want a bigger fan base, you got to go CSL, baby.
So like I said, year after year MLS is trying to outdo itself, and I think this is just even the teams that want to come play against the MLS, like, I mean, I know Real Madrid is going to get paid a lot of guap to come out and play, but I think just seeing the success of it year after year, other big clubs are like, all right, this MLS thing, it might not be going away. Let's go.
Let's go
have a little fun. Little game with them.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, who else is bigger? They've already had Bayern Munich. I mean, Dortmund would be nice. Pulisic coming out, right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, obviously Tottenham.
Tottenham already did it. Arsenal already did it.
Was that Arsenal was last year or Bayern was last year?
No, I think Bayern was last year.
Arsenal was two years ago.
I think. Arsenal was last year.
San Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I wanted to go out for that. I was really upset we couldn't go.
Arsenal won.
Real gets Chicago. Arsenal gets San Jose. No offense, San Jose, but come on now.
But like all offense also.
I know. You're like, but no, like no, all types of shade. I mean, we're moving clouds over your entire city at the moment.
But Arsenal did win last year.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, Bayern lost. And that was a big deal. Remember Pep Guardiola was upset with, I forgot who was managing for the MLS All-Star.
Caleb Porter.
Yeah, they got into a little bit because they felt like Pep felt like the MLS All-Stars were being a bit aggressive.
It wasn't in the spirit of an All-Star game. They were going for it.
What does Bayern know about All-Star games?
Don't show up all soft, dog.
Yo, get ready.
Just like that porn we're filming.
That's going to be one of the notes, obviously, for one of our actors.
This is, why do people listen to this? Why? Oh, my God. I don't know whether to high five our fans or apologize to them.
So that was big. Obviously, the actor, that was big.
We're gonna have to wipe down the curtains after that one.
That was huge news. But also, Tim Howard. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Tim Howard.
We exposed the truth.
The truth. Okay. we had our sources all over the league.
That's right. We're constantly, we have our sources out there just listening ear to the streets. Very dirty. Very
exactly.
Easy way
like,
to
you know, when you, you know, like in The Wire, right? When you,
yep.
In like, there's a, in like the trap house where they're selling all the drugs, they always have like a lookout dude on the corner to like see if there's any popo coming.
Yep. And he'll yell things like squale, you know,
a little
hootie. You're like, homie, that's the biggest pigeon I ever. Oh, the cops are coming.
So that's what we got. So we were talking about that video that of Tim.
Somebody was at SKC.
Yeah, they were at.
And they were like. And we were like, what? Oh, our ears perked up?
Exactly. Huh? And we were like, oh, we got to listen to this.
Yeah.
So it was at Children's Mercy Park, and Tim Howard was arguing with the Sporting Kansas City.
Not even really. The Sporting Kansas City fans were getting at him, but it was like lighthearted. Go back to Colorado.
This is what we saw. I mean, there was a 12-second clip of basically Tim Howard about the fans saying, like, go back to Colorado, and Tim Howard responding with, go F your mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or I F your mother. There's a lot of question as to what exactly you said.
Obviously, it's very important that we clarify that part because
you know what? And here's the funny thing: like, everyone's mad at him. What if he was just coming clean about banging that guy's mom?
That is.
What if he felt bad at that moment?
He's like, bro, I want to let you know,
I can't go back to Colorado actually because I have a relationship here
because I'm your father.
Yeah. I hate to tell you this, but I banged your mother. I mean, he said it in the most Jersey way possible too. That would be the way that someone reveals they're your dad in New Jersey. He's like, by the way. I fucked your mother.
Yeah. Okay, let me go back to playing goalkeeper in the MLS game right now.
I family. I.
But this was interesting. So after, he was suspended for 3 matches because of this. But MLS kind of did him really dirty with this because they announced it maybe an hour before the match.
Yeah.
They announced the suspension. And that's absurd. I mean, it is absurd. I mean, look, what we saw in the video.
I mean, it is what it is, though. I mean, you know, I don't think that you should get suspended for that. He didn't physically.
Okay, before you even finish that, this is the a complaint from MLS that there was some altercation with some fans. I don't know the details, but this was.
Did they think that Dom Dwyer is a fan? Because he was abused.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got into. You know, a little exchange, you know.
Yeah, Howard came out hot that day.
I mean,
everybody was catching it that day.
He was mad that he
just
lost.
Just like will happen at our Airbnb in Chicago.
We're never going to be able to get an Airbnb again. So I'm making that joke, but this is a real thing that happened to a comedian
we
know.
Yeah. Somebody rented his Airbnb here in New York.
Ari Teeman. I don't know him too well.
No, well, don't look up anything he says. He's not a comedian friend. He's a comedian.
He's a comedian
here in New York, but somebody rented his apartment on Airbnb
and
they had an orgy in
had
there.
An orgy.
It was an orgy party, like anyone could just show up and stick it in whatever you want.
It was welcoming. It was a BYOB orgy.
I've been to places that won't even put out a crudite plate, you know, crudite, crudite. What is it?
You don't even know.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Why am I even talking about vegetables?
Remember how you always say, yo, I'm from Newark. This is why you French words are not your thing.
That's not my thing. No. that's not where I should be heading. Whatever. They won't even put out like how about a fruit bowl? Huh? Especially bowl. Speaking of Chicago.
Exactly.
By the way, I am saying right now, if we get media passes for the MLS All-Star game, we will find a way to put closure on this fruit bowl thing.
Fruit bowl gate with Dax McCarty.
We will find Dax McCarty.
Yeah, if you don't.
We will ask the question.
We may have a couple new listeners. Thank you again, Alicia Rose Delgado. From the Orlando Sentinel. And we had some new listeners.
Some people who said that I'm crazy that we're crazy for the fill the bowl.
No, they didn't think you were crazy. They agreed with you.
No, one person in particular was like, I like toilet humor, and I live here in Orlando, and I never once put that together.
No, that's not how I took it. I took it as he was agreeing with you. Like, I didn't think the fill the bowl, like he was like the joke was like that. He didn't think I feel like he agreed with you.
I misunderstood. Like, you're an immature young man is what I.
Oh no, I didn't take it that way. I thought he agreed with us. Well,
nonetheless, she tweeted it out.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Thank you for retweeting that. We got a bunch of new fans from Orlando, which is really cool. So, and from the UK.
Exactly. So if you haven't heard before, so a couple of months ago, we found Dax McCarty's wedding registry.
Right.
That we were just Googling Dax McCarty to get
this is what we normally do. Yeah. We weren't even going to talk about him that day. We were just like, I wonder what Dax is doing right now.
But we were looking him up and we found his wedding registry online. So we decided to send him a fruit bowl off of his wedding registry. We did it
live on the pod. You have to listen to it. It's hilarious.
It's a couple episodes ago.
Us deciding whether to buy it or not is one of the funniest things.
Yeah. And so we sent the fruit bowl, but we have not heard back from Dax.
And we've literally tagged him and said, why won't you thank us?
Just say, hey, thank you for the fruit bowl.
That's
just,
it.
Maybe it got lost in the mail. Maybe he didn't receive it.
Maybe he didn't get it.
Yeah, we'd love to know.
Maybe he thinks we're calling him a fruit bowl and it's just like a weird New York diss.
And we would not even stoop that low to call someone
not.
A fruit bowl.
First of all, that's, you know how, first of all, a fruit bowl, I mean, it's almost a religious relic in the house.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of fruit bowls.
Yeah, you do not make jokes like that.
I would never take it down that low. I mean, I go hall mirror, if I'm going to make fun of you with a, you know, houseware.
Of course. So, we do need to sort that out. We need to get our redemption.
We will close this chapter
on our lives.
Hooligans.
Because it's a thing that's tormenting us.
Haunting me. Every time my wife is like, hey, do you want an apple? I tear up a little bit thinking about this fruit bowl in his apartment right now in Chicago. And he walks by and goes, yeah, I'm never thinking of that. I'm telling you, that's what happens.
So, well, maybe one day we'll get that sorted out. So
no, we will. We will go to Chicago and get that sorted out. I promise you, the fans.
That is the hope.
This is my mission.
So let's get going with some MLS games because it was a hot weekend in MLS. It was Easter weekend. Games were only on Friday and Saturday. They took Sunday off. The day of the Lord. You can't watch soccer on a Sunday. Everybody knows that.
Unless you're also celebrating Passover, and then it's another one of the days of the Lord.
It's a lot of days. The Lord is like
busy dude.
Yeah, the Lord is hot right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, busy lady. Am I right?
Okay.
Okay. It could be anything.
Really? Look, yeah. Don't want to alienate anybody.
No, not at all. Also, don't really believe in any of it. So,
but also, please listen and be supportive.
I
right?
I mean, if you do, then keep listening. Because if you notice, we're not disrespectful about it.
Pretty cool with it.
We let you be whatever you want to be.
it's a choice.
You know, when it comes to us, you can do whatever you want. Which reminds me, that Airbnb is going to be
pretty wild. Yeah. Just we're going to invite you on Facebook.
It is going to be disgusting. By the way, if you are fans of ours, we're not throwing an orgy in Chicago. Please do not message us for that.
Okay, so in MLS,
thank you for steering the ship right back.
That's my job. I mean, you can't.
No, are you kidding me?
You're drunk at the wheel most of the time.
I threw the map out the window, buddy. We're just going wherever the wind takes us.
In MLS, a lot of hot games. And Friday, I mean, almost nothing could have surpassed Friday night. When NYCFC took on against Philadelphia Union.
Kind of a boring match until...
I completely disagree with you. I think the game was pretty entertaining.
Back and forth.
NYCFC, I mean, maybe I'm being a little biased just because I want NYCFC to win.
Right.
But Philly is a team kind of in a
yeah, like, why are we celebrating beating Philly? That's like you being like you fought a kid in MMA. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you won. Yeah, you should have won. You know, that kid was like, wearing a Catholic school uniform.
I feel like you would gloat if you beat a kid.
Oh, my God. I'd still be talking about it today. But that little dude was trying to bite, too. Like, you don't understand. He was breaking the rules. I mean, I was breaking his arm, but he was breaking the rules, you know?
So, I think so. NYCFC won 2-0. Philly's obviously a team that's struggling right now. They are they the worst team in the league? Yeah, they are. They're
Colorado and them right now.
Yeah, they have not won a match, and I think they have maybe one or two draws. But they had a couple chances in the first half. They were pressing NYCFC. They really looked like they were kind of going to score them, because NYCFC are always at the risk, being that I believe they might be the only team that does this consistently, but playing out of the back. Obviously, Patrick Vieira wants to play out the back, and there's always at least one or two mistakes that will like either possibly give up a goal or somebody's going to make a mistake.
But here's the thing. I mean, that's the point of playing as wide as they play with their wingers and playing out of the back, is that they want the team to be like, oh, look at all that open space up there. We should go and cover that. And then leaves our forwards, you know, sort of a bit empty, or gives our midfield a bit more space. That's the point, is you want space for your midfield. So yeah, are people crowding you back there? Yeah, you should be training that way. You should have all eight people up there stopping you from playing out of the back, and you should be able to figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. There's
by the way, all eight, meaning most of the 10, 11, whatever. You guys got it.
You just forgot how many people play soccer.
Yeah, I'm like, what sport are we talking about again?
I'm still trying to plan this orgy.
You need to have your point guard.
I'm trying to plan this orgy. Yeah. It's very difficult.
You should have everyone all up there, which is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to play out the back. We're going to play in the back. Pierre is going to be there going, play out the back.
All right. There's too many in the back right now. You got to slow down.
This poor girl. Oh, Jesus.
Or guy. Who knows?
Whatever. Everything goes at the Cooligans orgy. Hey, bitches and bitches. We're going to have chicks on drones coming down. This is the dumbest episode we've ever recorded. This is so stupid.
But first half, NYCFC did look like they were possibly going to give up a goal. Philly looked their best in the first half, but Philly is, at this point, I feel so bad for Alejandro Bedoya, because obviously he came to the team with this.
And he changed the club. I mean, there was a lot of positivity around. I mean, everyone's like, look how good they're going to be next year. Again, Keegan Rosenberry, incredible year last year.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
Right.
Made the All-Star team. Mm-hmm. We learned that by playing with the MLS All-Star. Anyway, you know, Keegan Rosenberry, who looked really, really good last year. They brought in Maurice Sadu, looked good. Ale Bedoya, they got a Gucci Onyewu. Gucci Mane Onyewu.
That's right. Their biggest issue watching them, after watching a couple games, obviously they lost Barnetta, Tranquillo Barnetta.
Tranquillo.
They lost him, and obviously they don't have they have the problem.
There's zero creativity.
They have the problem that Vancouver just had before they just got Tony Chani.
Yeah, weak in the midfield.
Weak in the midfield. They just don't have much going on, and Ale Bedoya is not really that guy. He's not.
He shouldn't be central. He's more on the wings.
Yeah, he's more. I guess he's a big dude. He's more of a defensive presence. I think he's
great moving forward. But he is one of the if he was a central defensive midfielder, I would probably trust him centrally. Other than that, he should be on the wings tracking back.
Exactly. And I just feel just kind of bad, because there was a lot of hope when he got there. Yeah. But
they are still good. They're missing that one piece. That's it. You know,
and scoring seems to be a big issue for them.
Yeah.
Bedoya had,
everyone says they should have spent more money on a striker. I don't know that that's it. I think CJ Sapong is very, very good. I don't think that's it. Your forwards need service.
Yeah.
They can't score. It's like saying you have a quarterback that can't throw, but no, that means you have bad wide receivers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to get the ball to them, right? So how are you going to give them good service, right? You want the best service. You come to this Airbnb. Sorry. I'm sorry. It really popped in my head. I was like, yeah, go back one more time, which is what we're going to tell you. Anyway, you need midfielders that can be creative, and Tranquillo, I forget. I think it was Tranquillo, Swedish or something like that. How do you Spanish name is Swedish? But that's how you get players in the best position possible is by getting balls to them in the best position possible, which is not the joke I'm not going to make. But Tranquillo did that, and you're not seeing that with who they have now. And Ale Bedoya is not that guy. Maurice Adoo never was that guy.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they have a lot of issues, but I mean, we have to give some props. NYCFC is a team that is playing with just some unbelievable chemistry. They really look good.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes you play badly. Sometimes you don't have it. You know what I mean? And it's about finding a way to win. Look, Jack Harrison, incredible goal.
Yeah. Great. Like not powerful, but just a good soft shot and good, like just a good move to make the run and to get in front of the defender.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, that's a mature shot when you realize, oh, I don't have to bang it, you know, into the goal. Like I could just slot it right here. Incredible. Right. And the other thing also is that, dude, he had a lot of those curlers that were, you know, careening off the crossbar or the post. Like he had opportunities to score in the past. Finally, you know, starting to put it together. He's looking great this year.
Yeah. Patrick Vieira after the match did mention how pivotal and how important Jack Harrison is becoming to the team, because he's on the wing, but
he's 20 years old.
He's fast. He's creative on the ball. He barely ever loses the ball. He doesn't really make.
He tracks back like a monster, which is great. And again, you know, he just got his green card, right?
Yeah.
Let's get this dude in the men's national team, please. Yeah. He would be incredible.
It would be pretty cool. Yeah, well, I mean,
I see Europe in his, you know, in his future. I mean, he's just one of those guys that you could tell he's just getting better and better and better. He's 20 years old. Yeah, 20.
Exactly. So, but we cannot skip talking about this game without mentioning David.
And that's it. Yeah, let's go right to it because it was incredible.
David Villa's goal.
You had to have seen it
In the 90th minute, just from 53 yards out, over Andre Blake off his line.
I mean, it was over. It was through.
I tweeted a joke that was my favorite. Is catch me outside my line. How about that?
Yeah. It's pretty dope. I tweeted a joke that's my favorite. Great.
Guys, I'm verified right now.
That's what it takes to get verified right there. You got to have self-love. Self-love, which will not be allowed at our Airbnb. It's going to be nothing but this is going to go on all episode. I hope you guys are ready for it.
Yeah, apologize preemptively.
Yeah, again, what did you say last time? It's your fault for still listening. You knew what we were going to do, and you showed up.
But whoa, what a...
Yeah, from the half, I mean, what, 54 yards officially?
53 yards.
53 officially. Ridiculous.
I love that it happened. I love that it was on ESPN when it happened. I love the call from Adrian Heath. Adrian Healy.
Adrian Heath.
Yeah. You know how it is.
I mean, he ain't coaching, right? So, I mean, you might as well.
Adrian Healy from ESPN and Taylor Twellman. It was just so, it captured the moment well.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Adrian Healy was like, I see it, but I don't believe it. It was a good moment.
It was a great moment. And Taylor Twellman's like, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, sometimes, blah, blah. Like, the Healy, I feel, stop it right after that. It was just perfect.
it was cool. And, you know, there's been a lot of debate whether the goal was it a great goal? Was it poor goalkeeping?
No, it was a great goal.
It was a great goal. I think, you know,
there's no way that would have gone in if it was at any other angle. So, I mean, that it is what it is.
And it was so just under the bar. No one's going to say it's just skill, because obviously it requires.
No, but I mean, to put the ball on frame from that distance is skill enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would have rolled it all the way over there and probably still missed it. You know what I mean? Like I could have been standing in front of Andre Blake and missed the frame of the goal.
We would have said, well, you did try, Chris Wondolowski. Good attempt.
Well, the problem is somebody put an extra W in my last name. So that's why I missed it, even though it was completely wide open. Thanks again.
But overall, I think it's a good thing for MLS.
Yeah, let us know. Tweet at us. What do you think? Do you think it was good bad goalkeeping or a good goal?
Yeah, but incredible. Love. And then NYCFC, they like...
Does Andre Blake come back from this? That's the question.
I think he's a good keeper. You know, he got caught. He just got caught. But NYCFC did do a, like, animated thing. Did you, I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, I didn't.
NYCFC put out, they animated the video. So they basically added like a fireball when he kicks it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, but when he kicks it, it becomes a fireball that flies into the air, and then it goes like over different like destinations in New York. Like it goes around the Empire State Building. It goes. You see it go over the map from NYC to Philly.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
You see
I got to check that out.
And then it lands, and then the fireball lands inside the goal.
I thought they would do like a shooting star meme.
No, but this one was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, so yeah, overall, yeah, it's just a good national TV thing to happen for yeah, MLS.
No,
so.
This, again, we're, you know, here in New York, we're helping the MLS.
Exactly.
You're welcome, everybody.
All right, so.
The same way America helped defeat the Nazis.
Next up, we should wait. I feel like it would have made more sense if you were like the way New York helped defeat the Nazis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, all we do now is just, you know, fight with alt-right people on Twitter.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Or let them punch women in the face.
No, we don't let them.
No, we're not for that at all.
We don't want that because for some reason they refuse to stop doing it.
No, the only place that that's allowed is if you get consent at our Airbnb.
Oh, man. People are unsubscribing.
But other weird people are subscribing.
Okay, let's next game, let's talk about Atlanta at Minnesota, at Montreal. Atlanta United, obviously. Atlanta United, obviously.
Strong team. But Kenwin Jones made a start.
He made a start.
And he looks good. That's a grown-ass man, yo. Kenwin Jones is a grown-ass man.
Yo,
okay?
we can give him that, yes.
Yo, he is a grown-ass man. That dude plays like, oh, I've done this before. I love the way he plays, man.
And he's also he's bigger. I mean,
he's a beast. He's a monster.
I mean, he's larger than most center backs.
Yeah, for sure. He's got to be a tough guy.
He's definitely bigger than like Kyle Larin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I think he's Josie Altidore-esque in his shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly just a machine.
Yeah, no.
And he got his first goal off of kind of...
First start,
but also off of Montreal, they made a dumb mistake and they gave it the ball like in their half and he got the goal. But it was a great shot.
But he turned, put his whole foot through it. I mean, the whole thing was, you know, clinical, just clinical. And that's what I mean. I mean, that and the shot that he had not that long after that where he missed just wide. Everything he does is extremely efficient. You know, it reminds me of watching Drogba later in his career when he was with Montreal. Other than, the pace that, you know, Kenwin Jones has nowhere near. But you would see Drogba would be like, oh, if I move the ball slightly to the right, I'll have an open curl. You know what I mean? It's like that very efficient style of play.
Yeah, he looks like he's going to be dangerous going forward. I mean, yeah. I don't know why he wasn't playing much.
Because they had
Joseph Martinez and stuff like that. Yeah. But even still, like, he didn't get too much playing time. It must suggest Tata Martino has a different philosophy or tactically. He's not like Kenwin might not fit in what he's trying to do.
He definitely doesn't. But what you're seeing is sometimes just that veteran presence. I mean, you know, if you think way back, he was in, you know, the Premier League, you know, yeah, I mean, yeah. He's not, you know, I mean, his hairline's back there still, but I mean, have you seen it? It's like, buddy, let it go.
He has great hair.
Yeah. No, the hair is dope. The hair is just dope, yeah. You know, starts a little bit further back than it used to, which I'm talking garbage. Talk to me in 2 years. You know, you could see that he definitely doesn't have the style of play. He's more of, at this point of his career too, he's more of a target man. And I don't know that you necessarily need that when you have Almiron and although Assad was out for this match, right? He didn't play in this one.
Oh, yeah. I think he got a red from the last game. Yeah.
So when you have those players, you don't need that. So I don't know where Kenwin Jones fits in, but you could tell that that's the type of dude. He reminds me of Giroud. You could bring him in. He's going to make smart choices and possibly score.
But this is Atlanta lost 2-1. Montreal looked like they were dominated for most of the match. And then Atlanta's having the weirdest season.
Yeah.
Because nearly, I think maybe there was one. I mean, there have been, what, six matches so far?
Yeah.
Five or six for some teams. Atlanta United gets a red card almost an average, well, at least one per game.
Again, Argentinian manager, you know, just kick them, everybody. Get out there and kick them.
But this was easily just ridiculous. I was watching this game and... It's interesting because if this game was a nationally televised game, I think it would have gotten a bit more publicity. Montreal doesn't get many nationally televised games.
I mean, not here in Canada, probably.
Sure. But I mean, but they should. I mean, they're a good team. And
Piatti's back. Piatti's back. It changes the whole club.
They just generally, I like watching them play.
Yeah.
And
Who had the back heel flick kind of goal?
Oh, that's Jackson Hamill.
I thought it was Bernardello for some reason.
No, Anthony Jackson Hamill.
Wow.
But the red card. We have to talk about the red card because
it was a dive.
I thought it was
100%.
I didn't think it was a dive. I thought it was a foul.
Here's the thing. Yeah, it's a foul and there was contact.
Yes.
But he wasn't going to the ground. He dove onto the ground. So, it was a smart dive.
Yeah,
it was an effective.
Who had the ball? It was a Mancosu, I believe. Yeah. Had the ball, and Gonzalez Perez was the one who. I mean, yes, without a doubt, I understand that. Give the penalty. There was contact.
It was contact. What are you going
to
do?
To give a red card here?
Yeah,
I think that's what I was saying. If the game was nationally televised, I think more people would have went a little crazy on like Twitter and social media. Would have saw.
Yeah, more people would have talked about
it. But this was. I mean, you know, look, we've watched Mark Geiger referee a game.
Yeah.
But this was.
Even he
was offended by this.
Like, oh.
What do we.
I mean, that's a bad call. And I don't mean that in a good way like I normally do because I'm usually very impressed by them.
This was a terrible, terrible call that really made me question MLS refereeing.
How many episodes? This is our 90th episode. I've literally been talking about MLS refereeing or pro referees for what, 87 of them? I think I mentioned how bad the refereeing can be sometimes. It's just inconsistent. And look, this happens in every league. You see this kind of stuff in every league. MLS typically allows a bit more physical contact than most leagues. It reminds me a lot of like Liga MX, stuff like that. But this can happen in any league. It was a smart dive, but it was a dive nonetheless. So I'm not the type of person that hates diving. I get it's when Bayern does it, it's a bit much, but everyone else, when I understand it's position in the game. And I would do this.
If you like whisper at Arjen Robben, he'll just completely just collapse.
You just said that and he just hit the ground and he's rolling right now in his beautiful penthouse in Bayern. But this strategically, it makes a lot of sense. I understand why you do it. And he made contact. The fault is his. You make contact. You know what I mean? That's it. If the dude flops, that's it.
But a red card,
you should be smart enough to be like, nah, you don't get a red card.
This is
here.
Totally on the ref. Perez, I understand, like, you the foul, you can get upset about the foul, you know, and maybe get mad at yourself over it. But to go straight red, it would have to be he has a clear breakaway and I'm literally pulling on his hair back like a horse collar tackle, like
telling the fans that you fucked your mom. So there's a lot.
It has to be that clear. And he was going for the ball. It wasn't malicious.
But it was also behind the player was in front of him. There's a lot there that gives me an idea as to why it went straight red. But I think if you're a good ref, you see the dive. It still should be called. Okay, it's still a foul, but at the end of the day, it shouldn't have been straight red. But it was a smart dive. I mean, this is what you got to learn this at some point.
Perfectly fine. I'm not even upset with the dive. I'm not upset with the foul call. Nothing. It's the red. At the most, a yellow. That's it.
Yeah.
You,
all right.
You don't ruin.
I don't disagree.
It was early in the match. I was excited about watching this game, and as soon as that happened, I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And to some degree, I was like, Atlanta still might win this because Atlanta is a better team even without Joseph Martinez. I think they're still a better team than Montreal.
Yeah,
and that's how good they were, but they lost the game obviously in the 93rd minute.
Yeah,
I forgot who took the initial shot, but. The goal by Anthony Jackson Hamill was
that was ridiculous.
Insane.
I think Piatti shot the ball. It went wide.
Mm-hmm. It was going to go wide.
The guy, I don't even know how to explain it to you. Like the guy was maybe 10 feet away, maybe more, maybe about 15 feet away from Jackson Hamill. What's his name?
Anthony Jackson Hamill.
He was maybe 15 feet away.
He's one of the Jacksons, obviously.
Yeah, of course. Tito's kid. Everyone knows that. And Tito and his mom is a vacuum cleaner, a howl. It's amazing.
Hamill. Okay, whatever.
Is it Hamill?
Hamill.
Damn it. whatever. All right, you sound like a law firm. Okay, so AJH, right? So Piatti strikes the ball hard. And the most immediate quick thinking, it's essentially coming right for Jackson Hamill's sort of, his back is to the goal. It's coming right for his right leg. And he just sort of takes like this odd step and inside heel flicks it in the other direction. And the keeper hesitated for a moment because everyone would. That was incredible. Very, very, very light on your feet move. Mm-hmm. And then he dives for it, almost even got it. And it just snuck right in. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Initially, as I was watching it, I was kind of like, oh, look, even I was almost like ready to tweet like, look, even with 10 men, you know, Atlanta can, you know, can still get a point, can still.
Yeah, which is what you want when you go down, when you go down in 10 men, unless you were the Invincibles. Those guys still try to win.
But it does say a lot about Atlanta that it took a miraculous goal like that to beat them, even with 10 men.
Yeah.
But yeah, that goal, I initially when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's just a. Like a deflection. I'm like, oh, they got lucky. Like,
yeah.
But then you watch it in slow. Watching it in slow motion doesn't do it justice because it looks like it's like carefully sort of the shot was so fast and the reaction from Jackson Hamill was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So for it to go in and them to get the 3 points, obviously they
better than the Villa goal.
So this is what the competition in goal of the week where these two goals are in competition. I think Villa is just slightly ahead right now.
I would even say that Brooks Lennon's goal is a little better than this one.
I would not say that.
I would.
But yeah, but you don't know what you're talking about.
I believe in our youth. I believe that our children are the future. So
That's fair. But no, I think Villa's goal.
If you had a fan base, you'd go Brooks Brothers, right? If you're a big Brooks Lennon fan.
Okay.
You would have to wear collared shirts.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Cooligan Spot. This is the last podcast I will ever be a part of.
Oh, we didn't make it to 100? Damn it.
You didn't do it because Alexis ruined it.
Just more empty holes in Chicago. The Airbnb, not a Christian spot. Just ridiculous.
There is a vacancy.
All types of vacancy.
Atlanta, you know, I think they'll bounce back. I mean, it's ridiculous the situation that they're in. They're always getting a player sent off. I don't believe that they are a team that plays so aggressively that sort of it almost seems like this weird I don't want to suggest like some conspiracy thing, but it's just like so absurd. How is this so common? All these red cards, especially that last red card, was it made no sense to me.
I just think this is what happens with Martino. You know, he likes an aggressive style of play.
Think people don't want to see Atlanta succeed?
I think part of that is that, but I think he also, I mean, this is part of aggressive pressing. This is part of the Bielsa style of soccer, and that's it. And you're going to get until people realize what you're doing, or it's a great way to combat that. If people are running after you, just fall to the ground. And roll, and that's it. And they're going to stop. They're going to not be as effective because you're going to give some of their guys yellows, maybe get a possible red, and they're not going to be as aggressive. So it's part of it. You know, it's like, what do you do when Bayern is pressing or Liverpool's pressing? You go long ball, right? This is another version of that.
Yeah. All right. So next up, let's go over.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break real quick?
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about the other stuff. So let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll talk about Orlando, LA, and Columbus, Toronto.
Oh, yeah. And we'll give you an update to something pretty cool. All right, we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Quick break here. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about On the Volley apparel. You've heard it so many times. Some of you actually went out and bought some of the gear. It's absolutely incredible. Once again, my favorite hoodie I've ever had in my entire life.
Great gear. They make great stuff.
Absolutely. Big fan of the podcast as well.
Yeah, they make soccer-inspired clothing. Look, you've heard us talk about it before. You've seen us wearing some of the clothing on our videos.
Yeah, we're always wearing it in the videos.
It's great stuff. It's urban inspired. It is hip hop.
It's a little hood. It's a little soccer, but it's all dope. Super high quality, very comfortable, and not very expensive. And it's even less expensive because you listen to us.
Exactly. So if you use the promo code Cooligans, you'll receive 30% off. That's
incredible.
That's a hot deal.
Come on now.
Hot deal. So make sure you use the promo code COOLIGANS. Look, they right before the MLS season, there's a lot of new apparel, you know, coming out.
Sure.
So you can check it out there.
And they got a whole bunch of new designs and stuff coming out. And again, get their hoodies, get their sweatshirts. They're incredibly comfortable. They got cool t-shirts. They got like 3/4 length sleeves. They even got stuff for the ladies.
They have stuff for actual gameplay.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So listen, if you didn't get something for your girl on Valentine's Day, hustle up, get something. You get yourself 30% off. Make her feel a little better at the end of the week when you get that shipment. And look what I got you, Tom and Volley. And like, yo, isn't this the same thing Alexis and Christian wear? And then you watching them when I'm not around? And then right. You can have an argument because how much the girl loves us.
You sort that out, right. Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, we're not trying to ruin any relationships or marriages.
It's not our fault. We're too pretty.
But make sure, go to onthevalleyapparel.com, onthevalleyapparel.com, and use the promo code COOLIGANS, and you'll get 30% off.
So 30% off.
It's a great deal. So do that right now.
We're back, baby.
We're back, guys. So there was a couple more MLS games that we wanted to discuss because they were pretty exciting.
Fun weekend.
Again, these I love it when these nationally televised games are doing well. This was on Fox Sports 1, Orlando against LA Galaxy. Orlando is they're unbeaten in the fortress. Not just unbeaten, they keep winning.
Yeah, and Jesus. and I got to admit, Jason Christ has been playing well, even without Kaká. Giles Barnes even looks pretty good. He cannot find the back of the net. He has hit everything else on that on that goal, but he cannot find the back of the net. But, you know, I'm maybe unfairly judging, you know, Giles Barnes' big purchase, Dax's big purchase, and, you know, Molino's big purchase. But Giles Barnes has got a great crew around him, you know, and Kyle Larin is the type of forward that puts fear in a back line's eyes because he is very smart with the spacing. So even without Kaká, I mean, they are looking really, really good.
Yeah, we were talking with Alicia Rose Delgado last week about how impressive defensively they've been. Orlando has been.
Right, because that was the exact opposite experience we had when Jason Christ managed the team we like.
Yeah, I think he chose to play with no center backs, I believe. I think that was his lineup decision, to just play with zero center backs. You want to...
Wonderful style. Wonderful. I love a formation that's 0-0-10.
So,
well, actually, from the scores, also it was 0-10-0.
Orlando scored in the 9th minute. Will Johnson with an incredible goal.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, just a screamer.
Was it? Yeah, Nathan Smith, I think, was the one who passed it to him, which was an incredible pass. And Will Johnson just...
Caught it on the volley.
Literally rainbowed it over. I mean, remind me of the Poku goal, kind of. That one screamer he sent.
This was with his left foot or right foot? I don't remember.
It might have been the left.
Yeah.
No, I think it was the right. I think it was the right. He literally, I mean, it curled at a point where like it looked like he designed the ball in a cartoon. Like a cartoon character would have designed it to just go over.
Yeah.
You know, just to like be magnetically unattracted to, you know.
I feel a bit bad for LA's goalkeeper because obviously Brian Rowe is injured.
Yeah.
But Clement Diop, who's been...
He's taking some beatings, man.
Everybody, they just hope like Brian Rowe just like never like heals up because he's get... I mean, I don't know whether it is whether to blame just LA's defense. I guess, I mean, they are mostly responsible. They're giving up so many chances that he can't even really save. I mean, there's nothing he can really do.
No, and he's getting smashed into by the defense because he's had to come out. He's almost had to be a sweeper keeper.
Yeah.
It's really rough.
Yeah, he's... let's not be crazy. He's made some very poor decisions.
Yeah.
Specifically against Vancouver, where he gave up that goal against Christian Teixeira.
Yeah.
When he came out and just got beat by the tiny man immediately. He made no sense why he went for the ball.
Embarrassing.
But...
You know, like, dude, LA's forwards haven't been helping him out at all. Giovanni Dos Santos looks like a shell of himself. Alessandrini finally starting to score. Monster goal in this match. You know, as a DP, man, you want him to... He is starting to pick up steam, so I don't want to talk too much trash.
But that's the thing. So Will Johnson scored in the 9th minute, and Alessandrini didn't score until the 83rd. I really believe this was going to be a 1-0 match. I mean, Orlando has won a couple of 1-0 games.
Yeah.
And just defensively, it just seemed like they were just going to hold off.
Right. And Alessandrini, I think, had a much easier shot that he just, I don't know if he shanked it or if it went wide. I don't remember exactly what happened to that first one, but he had a really easy shot. And then in the 83rd, he just, I mean, put it in the only spot he had to score from maybe, I think it was probably about 20, 25 yards out.
And Alessandrini has been doing this the last couple of weeks. I mean,
he's starting to really catch fire, which is great for them because, you know, their DPs traditionally have been super strong.
Yeah, but LA Galaxy fans are like, why do we need Gio here?
Yeah.
He's barely doing anything. I mean, he was so dominant, especially at the end of the season.
But he had Robbie Keane.
He had some help, but it's really looking, I mean, you're hoping that.
Just wait until Ibra gets there.
Yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there in a couple months. A
couple weeks.
It'd be nice. But obviously the big moment out of this was Kyle Larin's goal.
Kyle Larin, another grown-ass man.
In the 91st minute, which, you know, I was tweeting about this. This goal should have never happened because you look at it was on a corner, and when you look at who was marking who, and when you see Jel Van Damme.
Yeah.
The biggest man, one of the largest people in the league,
the guy you're paying the most to not let this happen.
I don't even remember who he was marking, but Jermaine Jones was marking Kyle Larin,
which doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely absurd. And then when the goal goes in, you know, Kyle Larin is just holding off. He's just Heisman Trophy stiff-arming Jermaine Jones out of the way.
Mushing him. Just mushing him out of
the
way.
It's like, no, I can't. You're too little, dog. Yeah. I can't. And after the goal goes in, there's not much he can do. The ball's going way. It's just like it's hit with so much power. It's going to just blast right above his head. And Jel Van Damme is just like looking at the goal go in, kind of frustrated, not marking anybody.
Yeah.
And it's such a, you know, do you blame Arnolfo for this, for deciding who to mark who? Is it Van Damme's fault? Did they not sort of set up quickly enough? But it was, when you watch this replay, you're like, why is the largest dude not covering the largest dude on the other team?
Yeah, the guy who's most likely to score versus the guy who's most likely to stop him to score. And those two aren't paired together?
Yeah.
If he does this to Van Damme, great. But
you beat him.
Yeah, you won. And even Van Damme would be like, all right, good on you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, right? Like, you give your best, and sometimes you take it
out. I got beat.
But this Jermaine Jones had no reason to be there.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jones should have been, you know, twisting his braids, 10 feet away.
Because in the NBA, you never saw, Shaquille O'Neal getting guarded by Nate Robinson.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, did Yao Ming dunk on Steve Nash? Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen, okay?
So just poor the defensive planning from L.A. I mean, this game, they should have easily got a point from the game.
Yeah.
In my mind, threw the point away. Made no sense.
And I mean, it's the most anti-LA Galaxy thing, you know, besides being allowed to have 12 DPs. The other thing that I think LA Galaxy is known for is just the never give up. They're the Manchester United, Sir Alex Ferguson, Manchester United of the MLS, in the sense that you never count them out. They always have the ability to come back. And you've not seen that so much this year.
No, not at all.
And is it the new management? Is it the new players? Who knows? Gio DeSantos just looks like he's collecting a check right now. And he didn't look like that in the past. But again, we've talked about service in the past. We've talked about it in this episode in the first segment. I'm going to talk about it again. Is he getting fed correctly? You know what I mean? Does he have the opportunity?
Is he eating at the right places?
Is he eating at the right places? I mean, are you going to those trash LA restaurants? Or are you finding those like few good ones that are there? Is he getting the ball where he needs to? And also, he should not have the scoring responsibility that he has now. So Alessandrini picking his game up, they should replace each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alessandrini should stop having to do so much playmaking.
He's kind of the only one even taking shots or like getting real opportunities.
Boateng too. Boateng is putting on his shoulders all the way down there on his shoulders.
They're trying their best, but it's with all these good players, it's a bit surprising that LA is not playing better than they are.
Yeah, and again, it's, you know, the first, I mean, I keep saying the first few. I mean, we're at the point now where these are starting to matter a lot more, but you know, they still have a chance. And wait till Ibra comes in. He's going to score 48 goals, and it's going to be amazing.
That's right. So
we'll go to the parade.
Yeah. So then,
all the way in Carson.
This is the Carson Galaxy?
Yeah. Okay, that's what On the Volley, called it.
So let's...
Elvis, by the way.
One more game. Let's talk about Columbus Crew against Toronto. 2-1, Columbus.
And— Dude, I tried to watch this match, and it was kind of boring. And then all of a sudden, I see the highlights. I'm like, oh, that got a lot better.
Yeah. And everything picked up in the second half. Whatever changes they made worked.
One thing I noticed, and I've noticed this in the last few weeks, or I noticed it the last few times, is Jozy Altidore sometimes has not an open shot, but I guess a better opportunity to score. And he tries to feed the ball to Giovinco, who's clearly not having a great start to the season. Mm-hmm. And it always backfires.
Backfires?
You know what I meant. It always backfires. It always backfires. And it's funny how they're sort of gelling out there. Like that, you clearly can tell that Giovinco's not happy, that he's not scoring because he wants to. Mm-hmm. And Altidore is like, let me help you out, which you would imagine is the other way around. But I don't know. I guess if you're a fan of Toronto, you probably take that as a positive.
Yeah, I thought Toronto was going to just have another dominant season.
Not happening so far.
And yeah, they seem to be...
Seattle. Seattle's below right now, the playoff line.
Yeah.
Technically, yeah.
But Jozy Altidore did get that great goal. Just a big man goal.
Grown-ass man goal. We have three grown-ass men this week.
That's right. Yeah, these... giant black men are dominating him. Yeah.
Just like what's going to happen. I felt bad about that one. As soon as I said it, I was like, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to make sure you put out a quality product.
Yeah, that's it.
You got to bring in the best.
Yeah. Me and Chris are there to hold the camera. Yeah, we're holding the cameras and microphones, you know what I mean?
Is that a mic? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
I've been talking to for about 10 minutes. Why do you have a wind guard on that?
Honest mistake. Columbus.
That's so stupid.
Columbus did come back. I mean, they
Merrim with that monster goal.
Yeah. The first goal from Ola Kamara, which just a tap in.
Yeah, but dude, I mean, that's the style they want to play. You know what I mean? If you watch that goal, guys, go back and watch that Ola Kamara goal. It was put in the perfect position. There was nowhere else it could go. That was exactly how they want to play.
Poor marking. I think they were. I forgot who was marking Kamara, but I think he was trying to get the offsides, but he didn't realize that the other center back was keeping him onside.
Well, you're supposed to play in a line.
Yeah, guys. but you can tell he stepped away from Kamara and just gave him an empty net.
Completely empty net.
So just a dumb mistake. The second goal, you understand because that can happen, and it was a great shot by Merrim, but it was a crazy sort of moment.
Yeah,
like it was just a scuffle or whatever. But that first goal, I think, is the thing that Toronto will.
But this is also Ola Kamara is just one of those guys that finds the back of the net. You know, I mean, he's again, I can't wait to see what other Kamaras are in Columbus's system.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that. They have a Kamara farm.
Yeah, they're Kamara factory.
So this game ended 2-1.
Also Schweinsteiger scored again. I mean, they played against 10 men, whatever.
Yeah,
they're undefeated since he got there. So I'm an idiot. It was good.
You know what's interesting is that I was watching while I was watching the game. Paul Tenorio was in. He's a sideline reporter who we've had on the show.
Fan friend of the show.
Love Paul very much. But there was a great moment when I forgot his name. The guy who got sent off for New England. Paul Tenorio is on the sideline putting his earpiece on because he's about to go on air. And he has these like Secret Service shades.
Yeah,
it's just a great. I have it on my phone. I should post it. There's a great. It's just him just putting his earpiece in, adjusting his shades. He looks like David Caruso.
Yeah, yeah. About to rip him off and go. I guess you're gonna have to try to win with 10.
It was a pretty cool moment. Yeah, Paul's doing his thing out there, man.
Paul's crushing it.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed another episode of FIFA the News. FIFA the News. I'm an idiot.
Oh, boy. Well, watch FIFA the News.
Oh, watch FIFA. Hope you enjoyed another episode of the Cooligans
podcast. Guys, if you are in New York, come down this Sunday in lieu of going to the NYCFC match. And before and after, we're still going to be there. Come out to Brooklyn Bridge Park. We're having a big old party. A lot of celebrities are going to be there. A lot of big names. It's absolutely free. Bring the kids out. Bring everyone. We're going to be hosting. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be giveaways. It's going to be months. Monster. Trust me, you guys have to check this out. It's part of the Tribeca Film Festival. There's going to be Facebook Live, and there's people going to be going on Who Say, and I mean, things are going on everywhere.
Yeah, so it's going to be hot. This is definitely probably the biggest thing we've done.
Who Say Hussein is going to be there. Uday. Hussein's going to be there. All the Hussein kids are going to be out there. It's going to be smashed.
The Iraqi national team will be playing.
Miriam's going to be there. Everybody going to be there, dog.
So it's going to be dope. So we're very excited about that. It's something we're honored to be hosting.
It's for charity.
All the proceeds go to America Scores New York, which is an after school program in New York that involves like soccer and recreational activities for a lot of kids.
And some of the proceeds are going to be going towards the Cooligans. No, I'm only kidding. We're doing this for free, but whatever. It's for a really great cause.
That's right. So please come out to that and support that. And you guys are the absolute best. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you also leave a review on iTunes, because we're climbing up the ranks. It's actually happening. So every time you leave 5 stars, you leave a nice review, it does bring us up in that category of the soccer sports whatever.
Yeah, and guys, grab your girl or your boyfriend, anyone, someone who even doesn't listen, grab their phone, grab their computer, and leave a review from that. That only helps us.
Yeah, just cheat the system.
Of course. I mean, come on.
Who cares about ethics?
Speaking of cheating, come to that Airbnb
and just ruin your family.
Yeah, come on. Grab every microphone you see. All right.
Okay. This is.
We love you. Thank you for still listening.
I think the MLS is going to suspend us for 3 matches as well.
Well, we just tell everyone to come out and fuck somebody's mother. So salute to you, Tim Howard.
Which
for
you
us
can do in Chicago.
Yeah.
So you guys are the absolute best. Thank you for listening to The Cooligans.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
I'm Christian Polanco.
Together, what are we?
The Cooligans.